I was class of 68, and in those days, homosexuality was still considered a psychiatric disorder. I thought I must be the only gay person on this whole campus. I felt completely confused. I had nobody with whom to discuss this. Had there been any sort of gay role models on the campus or any kind of support network of any kind, it would have been enormously helpful. I wish that it had existed when I was there.
Cornell was the second university in the country to have an LGBT student group. At that time, it was called a Student Homophile League. It was founded in the fall of 1968. That group grew over time and changed names just about every half decade. And eventually in 1994, there was a proposal created to establish an LGBT resource center.
We want to provide two essential things, it seems to me, for LGBT students on campus. First of all, we want to provide support where it's warranted. You know, as students go through various changes and develop their identities on campus. So we want to be there for them in those instances. But the other part is important. We also want to support their efforts at community building.
There's a huge disconnect between LGBTQ people on campus, whether because they're choosing not to be involved in the LGBT Resource Center or just don't know about it. And I think that the potential that the Resource Center has is to bring all those people together.
Create a place that's really home to them, that's a place they can thrive, a place where they don't feel somehow out of place or marginalized.
I go there all the time. It's a great spot to hang out, have meetings, just have a safe space where I can be myself and I can help other students to try to do the same.
Ever since I came in freshman year, I've been hanging out in the Resource Center and meeting up with people there, scheduling meetings, reading the books in the library, watching the movies. It's been central for my experience at Cornell.
It says a lot about the university to say we are going to allocate for such a space.
The top priorities on my list was making sure that I went to a school that had a very friendly, accepting, and strong LGBT culture.
All you have to do is go to the website or ask somebody. There's tons of educational programs all the time.
As a master's student, our classes and program are quite intense, and we tend to spend a lot of time focusing on academics. And so it's a nice way for me to get to know other people.
I feel so comfortable there, and I feel like I can really be authentic to myself and be the loud, crazy person that I am and be theatrical and be perform and not be judged.
I really found myself. Like it was in the community that I was able to become the leader that I knew I can be. You know, you wouldn't get that in a class.
The LGBT Resource Center has been very helpful in teaching me about leadership on campus and teaching me how to work with members of a diverse community, even outside of the Cornell community.
It also creates a sort of like hub for us to go to. It's the safe space which all these students can go to whenever we need to. There's always Matt in his office, and we can drop by and ask him for any advice we need.
Well, I really see the work of the LGBT Resource Center as being the central hub of all LGBT life on campus.
It also provides, frankly, some really critical counseling and other resources for students who are at various stages in thinking about their sexuality or their gender identity.
It's a huge benefit for Cornell because as each of us find our community at Cornell, and it's a big institution, everyone does better when they find that community.
I remember very early after coming here being invited to have coffee and cookies with students in the Resource Center, and it was really important to be in a space that was identified as a queer space and a safe space and talk to students about their lives, their intellectual interests, their activism.
I run a transgender support group here on campus open to the community. Matt has been really helpful with making sure that the group has what it needs and that I have whatever support I need. So in that way, it's been critical.
We decided to do a workshop series where we would go to all these different communities, and hold something that I called like non-diversity training. We actually won the Perkins Prize for our workshop series, and I was so proud because it was the first time an LGBT group won such a prestigious award at the university.
There are great opportunities for collaboration and also mentorship. I think it's very good for sometimes minority students, whether gay or other minorities, to see sort of, you know, strong minority people from the professional schools that are sort of, you know, confident in themselves and doing what they need to do.
Being an administrator and a staff person that supports students, I think the power of your own narrative and being open as queer has been a way of supporting.
Even having just the little ally button on my desk has opened up some students who have, you know, mentioned some things to me, and I've been able to direct them towards the resource center.
We provide anonymous online chat format referencing and support for student or other campus users who might log in and just pose questions or talk about their concerns.
I still feel like my peers are still resistant and feeling fully comfortable with themselves.
The reason why I'm very dedicated to it is because you really feel like you make an impact in someone's life.
I'm completely comfortable being gay at Cornell.
It is okay to be queer and to be a Cornell student and still be successful and happy.
It seems like in just the last 3 years that I've been here, I feel like it's becoming so much more represented.
Our children today who are in school have it easier than people 10 years ago, who have it much easier than people 20 or 30 years ago. And the generations coming up, hopefully we won't even have to have this discussion. But for now, we do.
After being away for several years, I realized again what it's like to be in a place where you can be open and comfortable and not have to hide pronouns or who your partner is, or that professors make space for that in their language in a class, and I really appreciate that.
As we educate not only our queer students, but our non-queer students, our normative straight students, about LGBT issues, we know that our talented students are going to become leaders in industry and in politics and in the arts. And for them to have that exposure to queerness, to LGBT issues, is really making a huge impact on the world.
Students really want to connect with alumni.
I've been pretty lucky to have, you know, met up with, in the course of the last couple of years, a bunch of LGBTQ Cornell alumni. After 4 years, I would be getting used to the whole LGBTQ life on campus. It's now feels really great that I can start getting used to LGBTQ life in the professional world.
I really hope the Resource Center also helps teach kids about their history. I think every diversity affinity group needs to know their history.
One significant dimension of my volunteer service is the Cornell University Gay and Lesbian Alumni Association, CUGLA for short.
There's a lot of history that gets lost. Like, if I didn't talk to these alumni, I wouldn't have really understood where we come from. I wouldn't have really understood what Cornell was before my time.
My efforts on behalf of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender alumni and students did not start when I was on campus in the 1960s. I did not realize until I was in my late 20s that the gay and lesbian community was really my community.
CUGLA got created externally, or outside of Cornell, formally constituted outside of Cornell.
And it was formed at more or less at the same time that the gay activism movement was coming into being.
One of the many ways that the Alumni Association is getting involved on campus is actively supporting institutions on campus, like the LGBT Resource Center, that provide direct support to students.
Give to the Resource Center. It's in need of our help, and whether that's in time or in money.
Most of my donations to Cornell include money specifically earmarked for the center, because I think it's very important that students have a resource on campus. It's very important that the center have adequate funding to actually have full-time staff.
It's important for LGBT lives and work and concerns to be present in every part of what Cornell does and what Cornell is.
I do feel that the university's leadership has really made tremendous strides in building and not just an inclusive community, but one where it really administratively seeks to listen.
Cornell has a historical commitment to diversity, and I think that it's one of the few institutions among its peers that has the greatest potential to be the best university for LGBT students, staff, and faculty.
I am really glad that we have such a strong LGBT resource center on campus, and especially with the leadership of Matt Carcella. I feel like there's great collaboration between the different units, helping bring the intellectual facets of LGBT studies and the library collection to the students on campus.
It makes Cornell well positioned to be a center of learning on these topics.
We will create a place where parents will feel comfortable sending their kids.
To make it possible that any freshman showing up at Cornell who has questions about his or her sexuality knows that there's a place to go.
People just need somewhere to go where they can be themselves. But my hope is that it is easier for people to deal with and that those who still have struggles have what they need.
I would just like to see this building like completely occupied at all times, especially like this floor. I just want to see people coming in, being comfortable.
I want to be able to see a well-established mentorship that brings together both the undergraduate, graduate, and alumni community.
You know, frankly, I'd love to think that we really could lead by our example nationally.
10 years from now, I would like to see other campuses and other universities looking at Cornell and saying, we want to do what they did for LGBT students, for LGBT academics, and for LGBT research.